It's Thursday, January 3rd, AD 2019. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Persecution against Christians is set to rise in 2019, warns Release International, which is supporting Britain's Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt in his call for the UK to help persecuted believers around the world. Release International listed several countries of concern for persecution, noting Islamic attacks in Nigeria, Africa, government crackdowns on churches in China, and Hindu nationalist attacks in India. Other countries of concern were North Korea, Eritrea, and Pakistan. 1 Peter 4, 12-13 says, "Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, but rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings." Bolivia's President Evo Morales signed an agreement with representatives of the Evangelical Church in the country to protect religious freedom, reports Evangelical Focus. Bolivia is in the process of drafting a new religious freedom law after President Morales revoked a law criminalizing Christian activities last year. Israel's Central Bureau of Statistics reports that the number of abortions and abortion requests in the country has dropped by about 50% over the last 30 years. In 1988, 18.6 out of every 1,000 women requested an abortion, while in 2016, 9 out of every 1,000 women requested an abortion. The murder of unborn babies has been legal in the State of Israel since 1977 under a strict set of circumstances. However, 99.3% of abortion requests have been approved by Israel's eerily named, quote, termination committees, end quote. The divorce rate in the UK continues to fall, according to research from the Marriage Foundation, which found that the number of 13 to 15-year-olds not living with their natural parents has declined from 40% to 35% over the past 13 years. The data also showed a decline in marriages in general. The Marriage Foundation said that the UK divorce rate is projected to fall to 23% in the next decade. Judah One is the world's first Christian airline that has already taken missions groups to places like Honduras and Nicaragua. Now, the airline is applying with the FAA to become a commercial airliner so they can take a large variety of Christian missionaries to countries around the world. The Worldview spoke to Everett Aaron, president and founder of Judah One, about the mission behind the airline.
Well, the purpose of Judah One is to facilitate God's people, i.e. missionaries, doing what they do but making their jobs a lot easier. Most missionaries are aware that flying on the airlines, first of all, it's very easy to do. You can hop on the airlines and pretty much go anywhere in the world. One of the two major issues that they run into is, one, if you're carrying a team, 10 people or more, it's usually impossible to get them all on the same flight. Usually the groups that are taking more have to split them up among different flights, in which case they lose an entire day of getting their team, sometimes even 2 days of getting their teams into the mission field where they're going to. We're able to transport an entire team at one time. Our smallest airliner that we have, which is an MD-83, 136 people.
Stay tuned for a Worldview special report following today's newscast about Judah One, their work with missionaries, and how they're going to become a full-fledged Christian airline by this summer. Last month, the Boy Scouts of America began considering filing for bankruptcy, reports MarketWatch. This comes as the major youth organization faces declining membership and lawsuits over abuse allegations against employees. Decisions by the Boy Scouts to allow girls, boys pretending to be girls, and homosexual leaders have led many Christians to pull their children out and join faith-based youth outfits like Trail Life, whose membership has grown to 27,000. My 9-year-old son Honor is in Trail Life. I recommend it highly. Learn more and find a Trail Life troop near you through their website, traillifeusa.com. God said in 1 Samuel 2:30, "Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed." The U.S. government partial shutdown entered its 12th day yesterday, with President Donald Trump announcing it will last, quote, as long as it takes, end quote, over his demand for border security funding, including a $5 billion outlay for the wall. Republican and Democratic congressional leaders attending a meeting at the White House yesterday heard a plea for a border wall with Mexico. Despite high tensions between the two parties, CBN News reports that a number of Senate Democrats and Republicans meet weekly to pray together. Democratic Senator Chris Coons chairs the group with Republican Senator James Lankford and describes the prayer time as, quote, the best hour of the week, end quote. And finally, in God's providence, a stray bullet from a New Year's Eve celebration came through the ceiling of the Ramp Church in Fort Worth, Texas, hitting the stage and missing the pastor, reports Fox News. Pastor Evan Risher held the bullet up to show the congregation, saying it was, quote, only by God's grace, end quote, that no one was hurt. Matthew 10:29-31 asks, are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. But even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, January 3rd, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview Special Report by Emily Swanson. I'm Adam McManus. One of the biggest problems that missionaries run into on their way to another country is losing their luggage. Some have it stolen. Others have luggage that just goes missing between the U.S. and their destination country. Everett Aaron, founder and president of Judah One, told The Worldview that they are able to transport a large amount of cargo along with the missionaries so it is not misplaced or stolen.
The next thing that missionaries have problems with is transporting their cargo. Most missionary groups, to ship their cargo, they ship it via shipping container. And a lot of things that they run into, actually run some statistics that show that around 50%, and they get varying anywhere from 50% to sometime down as low as like 40%, 50%, depending on the group that did the statistics, missionaries actually lose their cargo when they ship it via cargo container. That's a huge problem because they ship medical supplies or food in.
Aaron remarked that sometimes the shipping containers that missionaries use can be lost overboard, the contents stolen, or they end up sitting in shipping yards for months.
Sometimes it's just lost. There are accidents with shipping containers being lost overboard when they're on the container ships. They get stolen, which is the biggest problem that happens. People will steal the supplies. Even Bibles, I found out, get stolen. They're one of the largest black market items in the world. It's because they'll steal them and sell them. And, of course, the medical supplies is also a big deal because, obviously, those can definitely be sold on the black market. And sometimes they just get tied up in the bureaucracy of the governments because of corruption.
Aaron said that Judah One has the special ability to transport the supplies in a timely manner without being stolen or misplaced.
Judah One is able to transport their cargo along with the teams in the bellies of our aircraft. Our MD-80, the airliner that you see on our website that we currently have, that aircraft can carry 17,000 pounds of cargo on the belly, which is wonderful. And it's limited in size. There are certain things we can't take cars, we can't ship that over as of yet. Maybe in the future, but not right now. We can't do that. So primarily medical supplies, dental chairs, things of that nature, those are things that we can carry in there. That is the purpose of Judah One, is our job is to make missionaries, helping them make their job easier. So that's what we do.
Aaron said that the official commercial part of Judah One is not officially in the air. He talked about their goals for the next year.
First of all, we're just launching, so we're not in the air yet. We are in the process of getting our FAA and Department of Transportation certification, and it's what's called a 121 certification, which means we're an airline. So we are transitioning from being private to an airline. We will not actually begin flying until we receive our certification, and tentatively the date set for the beginning of the summer of this year. Sometime around June, July, we should have our certifications in place, in which case we'll begin flying.
To see a video of their MD-80 returning from its first test flight, go to their Facebook page at Judah One INC, Judah One Inc. Aaron said that they will bring some larger aircraft into the fleet this summer, which they call the God Force.
At that time, we'll be bringing on board some larger aircraft, Boeing 767s, as well as several additional MVs as well. So that's going to enable us to carry more people. The 767 carries 30 tons of cargo. We don't have bases in other countries, but we fly all over the world. We're based out of Texas. In Denison, Texas, we can leave out. We can fly anywhere in the world. Take teams to Israel, to Guatemala, Haiti, Honduras.
Aaron said that they will strategize with different Christ-centered missions groups around the world to coordinate enough people to fill up a flight.
we work with a lot of different organizations, so the advantage is if you have a team, so maybe you only have 10 people at your church, so they're going to Honduras. Well, obviously, it would not be economical for you to say, hey, we want to get your plane and go to Honduras. Well, 10 people, that the cost of that would not be economically feasible. But what we do is we have a lot of people that are traveling, and most missionaries, you know, they're all traveling mostly during the summertime, but we, you know, go year-round. We put these groups together. We say, okay, look, we have 8 groups that are wanting to go. Let's just say June. This group has 10. This group has 50. This group has another 20. So we fill up our airplane.
Aaron talked about the private trips they took before pursuing a commercial certification.
We actually rented some airliners back in 2013 to do a trial run to see how this works. So we rented an MD-80 twice. We rented a 737 twice and a 727. So we rented those aircraft to try this out and see how it works. The groups that we took were beside themselves. First of all, everybody that is Christian that are on the plane, our pilots, all of our flight crew are Christian. Before you take off, usual airline procedures that are required, the flight attendants go over the safety briefing. But then the pilots, not only do they welcome you on board the aircraft, but the pilots pray with you before the plane. We heard this gasp throughout the cabin. I went, yes, they're praying with you. This is wonderful. There was an 88-year-old lady who had been in the mission field since she was 16. She had her birthday the day that we were flying them down to Honduras, and we actually had her birthday party on the airplane.
Aaron went on to describe the fact that they even have times of worship on the plane.
We have worship on the plane. It's an experience unlike missionaries have never experienced before. The other thing is when you get into the country, because we work with a group called World Fuel, bottom line, they take care of all our fueling around the world to make sure that our fuel's there, but they also help handle customs for us.
Aaron said that the time they went to Honduras, World Fuel helped them handle customs and get the missionaries and their luggage into the country in record time.
I went in there, we carried 8,600 pounds of food in little rice bags with a special soy mix that's got micronutrients in it and things. And we carried that in, and we got 80 missionaries, all their food and all their supplies and luggage off the plane and loaded onto their trucks in a bus in 45 minutes.
Aaron explained how you can get involved in supporting Judah One, which is a nonprofit organization.
We have a website, which is simply www.judahone.com. We also have a Facebook page, which is Judah One, Inc. So you can connect with us that way to follow what's going on. We're updating those on the Facebook page on a daily basis. The website is usually updated weekly.
Aaron shared the biggest prayer request for the airline.
As far as prayer request is pray for wisdom. As we go through the process of our certification with FAA, it's a pretty daunting task because there's thousands of pages with the manuals which we're writing. Again, that just ensures safety, that we know what we're doing with what that's for. So but we have a wonderful team of professionals that are working with us. Our director of operations has got 17,000 flight hours, and our chief pilot has 21,000 flight hours. So we have professional teams that's working with us. These are people that have experience, obviously, and know what they're doing with the larger airplanes.
Aaron said to also keep them in prayer for finances, as they are a nonprofit.
Also finance. We are a nonprofit. One of the other things that makes us the first for the FAA, we're the first Christian airline, and we're also the first nonprofit airline. We are a 501c. We can come share at your church, talk about what Judah One's doing to see how we can, even if your church doesn't send missionaries, maybe you can support other teams that are going.
Aaron said that Judah One is having an open house on February 2nd in Denison, Texas. So if you live in the area, stop on by. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus.